Promethazine with codeine cough syrup, and you mix it in your favorite flavored soda. Put some Jolly Ranchers in the cup. Put it in a styrofoam cup now, or it ain't gonna be no drink.
Jerkaholic, y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033 Sassy, that's me, you dig? Say, we're going to get it in tonight, man. Jerk King's Point Blank. We got all new music, man. All new music, all show long, you dig? This is show 6 of 20. We're doing 20 shows, man. 20 shows, each song, all new music, man. And every now and again, we're going to recap y'all from some of the songs we added. We'll spend some of them from the previous shows, man, just to get you caught up if you ain't been caught up. And remember, if you want to call in and speak with us while we on air, man, you want to speak on air, 319-527-6057. How it go, man, I always call out your last four digits. Once I call out your last four digits of your phone number, you're going to be on live. At that time, you live on air, jerking with us, man. So big shouts out to Famo Nation, off top, man. Big shouts out to Next Level DJ Coalition, Next Level DJ Family. Y'all know we a part of them as family with us, man. So big shouts out to them as well. Big shouts out to all the companies, all the record labels, all the brands that we affiliated with legally and we brand ambassadors of, or that we got some kind of agreement or contracts out there, man. Appreciate all y'all. Appreciate everybody that's been tuning in, replaying, and checking the shows out. If you ain't checked out the website yet, man, I'm going to throw the link up on the social media, Facebook right now, man. You know, people be reporting my page all the time, so I got limited access on there, what I can do. But I'll try to get it up on there, man, and we'll try to get it on our other social media platforms as well, so y'all can go check the website out. The website going to have all the shows that we've ever done on there. All you got to do is click on the website, man. I'll drop the information on air, too. go to any show you want to, hit play, and it's going to play it. Replay it however you want to do it. Skip forward. You don't want to hear the talk just the music. You don't want to hear the music just the talking. Whatever you want to do, you'll be able to do that. You dig? You also, you can catch us on Spotify. You know what I mean? Catch us on Amazon Music. Catch us on all that good stuff, man. Google Podcast. We all over the board. You dig? But we're going to get it in, man. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of time, man. I'm going to give some people a little bit more time to pull up in here, and I'm going to sauce y'all ass up. Why? Because that's what the hell we do right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio, and that's on the top on the radio network, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah. Young Jag the official. Real street nigga shit right here, homie. Struggling strain. Rags to riches, claiming fame. Shout out to my brother, man, for holding me down.
Man, I'm out on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars. If you've been through the struggle, then you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame. Man, I'm out on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you know my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man?
Man, I'm giving it all that I got. Even though life's been a struggle trying to make it to the top. I know a lot of cats in these streets with dreams, but most of them never seem to make it off the block. That's why I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. I can't stop grinding, man, cause I can't seem to let my dreams die in vain. All of my life I've been dealing with these ghetto pains. So I guess you could say I'm a product of the ghetto. Cause in the streets that's where I learned to survive. I push aside the hurt from the pain and then endure through the struggle and strain and just drive with my eyes on the mark when I strive for the prize. Each and every day I'm up before the sunrise, patiently awaiting my time to shine. Cause I know the cross between love and hate's a thin line. You can hate if you want, I'ma just keep trying. Jealous motherfuckers can't stop my sign. I came up living by the cold of the street. That's why you never see me with my head in defeat. It's a picture I'm the judge, advocate in general, in a literal sense. And the slice of a tense, it'll leave you hanging in suspense. And wondering where it all went.
Man, I'm out here on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Man, I'm out here on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you know my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain.
We done been through most of the shit that I have. You wouldn't understand why I live on the gas. For years, man, I know my mama had it bad. Coming up without my pops, man, it made me mad. So I was gifted in rebellion and hell, yeah. Every corner turned, I could feel death trailing. R.I.P. to all the dreams like the rest in the streets. And now I pray to God, I'm still standing on my feet. Shout out to all the ones still holding me down. Cause I know a lot of people straight counting me out. And when a nigga down and out, guarantee, man, ain't nobody else around to be found. I'm a whole damn track like a sprinter. Since day one, boy, I always been a winner. Ain't never been a beginner, born a brother, go get her. Yeah, you better ask somebody, my nigga. Why you think I'm out here on the grind and I'm still going hard? Even though my whole damn life is scarred. I came up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars. Been through the struggle, man, you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think I'm out here still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Man, I'm out here on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Man, I'm out on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you know my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Real
big shout out to my Femo Jag the official, man. Y'all know I'm getting ready to get in the zone, but hold on. We got to check in with the first two people, man, that's been on the show, man. They was in there. Hey, the other ones, y'all came in after they did. You did, but these the first two people on there. I'm going to check in with y'all, man. I'm going to call out your last four digits, and that's when you'll be live on air, all right? So we're going to hit it. First one, man, let's go. 1-1, last four digits, 1-1-2-5. 1-1-2-5. Welcome to Femo Nation Forever Radio. Who we got? Can you hear us on there? 1-1-2-5. Hey, we appreciate you checking in with the show. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll come back to you and see if you want to talk, but stay there. We got a hot show for you. Let's check in with 8495. 8495, welcome to Femo Nation Forever Radio. Who we got?
You know that's me. That's Big Mike, man.
Big Mike. Hey, Big Mike is the guest for tonight as well, man. We're going to be getting into some chop. Man, hey, I'm always excited when Big Mike come on, man. Very knowledgeable, very intellectual, man, on a lot of things. We get to chopping to be real good. Big Mike, what's up with you, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, you know, I'm blessed, man. Blessed by the best, man. I can't complain.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And I got to say, we're going to get it in. We got some few music we're going to spin, but we're going to get it in as well, too. LaMay Official is live on the air with us. LaMay Official, what's going on with you?
What's good? What's popping? I'm out here with my son. We're going for a little bitty walk while, you know, the air is cool and the wind is low-key blowing because earlier today it was freaking hot as hell. Thank God
yeah,
that he gave us some type of leeway the past few days because it's been raining, but Jesus, I mean, it came in hard with the heat.
It's straight up. Yeah, we was melting out there today for real. Me, shout out LaMay Official. Y'all already know the host right here. We getting ready to get it in, man. We got everybody jam-packed. We're going to take some more callers, too, when we come back, but we got to set it off right, man. I got to sauce y'all ass up, man. Y'all done pulled up, man. Shouts out to everybody that done pulled up, everybody that I inboxed, and y'all pulled up too, man. Hey, Facebook tripping with me right now. They won't let me post my show links on Facebook no more. People keep reporting me, so I got to do it the way we got to do it, right? So we going to get it in, man. Let's get it.
Biggest gang in America got they badge on. Badge on. Badge on. Hey. Biggest gang in America got they badge on. Badge on. Badge on. Hey. I just want to make it home to my family. I ain't never made no plan to meet the man today. Biggest gang in America got a badge on. Badge on. Badge on. Biggest gang in America got a badge on. Get pulled out. Hope they got their gas on. Came on. So when you get slammed, it's a piece of evidence that pass on. Put pass on. I just wanna make it home to my family. I was dancing along with my music happily. Now I can't breathe. Foot in my back and neck. Could've just spoke to me. Would've gave the same respect. Now I'm traumatized. Tears in my mama eyes. Baby cousin died. Friends a couple fathers wives. Can't see eye to eye. It's way too many black smoke. When we try to ride, you cannot stop the catapult. Biggest gang in America got they badge on. Badge on, badge on. Hey, biggest gang in America got they badge on. Badge on, badge on. Hey, I just wanna make it home to my family. I ain't never made no plans to meet the man today. Biggest gang in America got a badge on. Badge on, badge on.
There be times when I really think the world gon' change and everybody gon' be treated equally one day, and that the justice system will treat everyone the same. But I wake up to chance to say her name. Only in America. Only in America. Yo, home and native land, the anthem done got it wrong. This is native land, been native land all along. Got the world thinking we ain't racist in the north, but residential schools were still around when I was born. United we stand against all the uninformed, staring down the barrel of guns from the uniform. Somehow they think we supposed to be unicorns in utopia. We need unions, only addicted and killing opium. Don't use the word black cause they think it's offensive. Don't build a school up in the hood, they think it's expensive. Divide us into shades, colorism relentless. If that black life ain't like mine, go ahead and dispense it. America, land of they own terrorists. Other people come here and join, birth of the surrogates. Get known, suddenly all of them turn separatists. Imperial mindset for one treatment so delicate. They think we got it hella good in North America. Compared to us, I wish they would appear in Canada. The government ain't give a fuck if you ain't paying them. From east to west and north to south, we keep on saying it. We got gangsters, got thugs in America. Got hustlers, sell drugs in America. Pharmacists don't get no time in America. Crime, people die in America. There'll be times when I really think the world gon' change and everybody gon' be treated equally one day, and that the justice system will treat everyone the same. But I wake up to chance to say her name.
It's Clementine, truth is, it's on the same global. Everybody want power and wealth over people lower. Everybody got complaints, no solutions, and that's the blower. While the rich getting rich, rubbing shoulders, becoming donors. John Doe getting killed, got his marching, becoming soldiers. Side of the pills, we popping it just the numbers. While your knee and our next one is constricted boas. Music the only way to voice opinions, get to know us. We got gangsters, got thugs in America. Got hustlers, sell drugs in America.
I wish they would appear in Canada. The government ain't give a fuck if you ain't paying them. From east to west and north to south, we keep on saying it.
Know what the Midwest is? Wild and reckless. Alberta full of ignorance the size of Texas. The indigenous youth are locked up and neglected. The hate and the heart crossed off the checklist. Don't put your real name on the application. At the interview, you ain't gonna get congratulations. If you're young and you're black and your hat's real low, better be extra polite or the gap might blow.
Trust me, queen, I done lived this life. I done seen firsthand the reasons why we fight. Still continue to stand through the brawls at night. Our people way too bright like driveway floodlights. Cut the grass low to avoid snake bites. We don't wanna get beat, this ain't no egg whites. Fish fights, gun fights, there's no more hope light. There's only so much we can take, that's what revenge tastes like.
They really think they got it good up in America.
We got gangsters, got thugs in America.
They out here marching for the rights up in America.
America.
I heard them chanting USA up in America.
Pharmacists don't get lights in America.
They got us thinking we ain't equal in America. Whole world waiting on a sequel in America.
Say, big shouts out to Phoenix Kaligi, man, and Clever Thoughts. They got them thinking we got it equal in America. Hey, it's real deal, man. We don't, you did? But that was a little recap, man, for y'all. I'm going to drop y'all a new one on you, man, and we're going to check in with everybody, man. Let's get this work.
I am the fire that ignites the action. The water that rushes and surges with passion. With the wind in my hair and the earth in my feet, I will run through the hardship to adversity. I am the fire that ignites the action. The water that rushes and surges with passion. With the wind in my hair and the earth in my feet, I will run through the hardship to adversity. From the shackles of doubt, I'll be set free. With the power inside for the whole world to see, I have found my purpose.
Another black kid died in my hood today. I just wanna pray the pain in the hood away. God taking all his angels, but he couldn't wait. I gotta say the things that people feel I shouldn't say. Like everybody fading, cause we sit around and get faded. Ain't nobody running phase no more, they pull out and they spray it. Babies getting taken and their parents can't fake it. If we stop hating, then we can probably make it. If you truly care about stopping this violence, you'll speak up when it's silent and be loud when it's quiet, no matter your size. When we stick together, we giants, and falling down ain't the worst thing if you're constantly trying. I know we all just wanna leave and catch a flight. No matter how wrong it looks, it's alright. Only options we got now is right or right. Only options we got now is fight or fight. Yeah. hear that? Ain't no ultimatum. Want a better culture, gotta cultivate it. Take a handful of the suffering and suffocate it. No question, and that's on period, punctuated, yeah. We can find love and I believe it. Wanna know how I know, cause I look at me and I see it. We can provide the reality that we dreaming. Love is the only thing that's gonna slay these demons, yeah. Can somebody tell me where to love? Can somebody tell me where to love?
Where
at? Can somebody tell me where to love?
Yeah.
Well, love.
Yeah. Inside, outside, below and above.
Love.
All we need, and it's gonna sound corny to you until you open up and see. I know we look different, but yo, you really just like me, with pain and personality and a passion to live free. So do that. We can live this life together. We'll be better together when we see ain't nobody better. I bleed, you bleed, the same color, and got fathers and mothers, so why do we fight each other? The pressure got depression, almost winning in a race. When you can't take no more, just know you got just what it takes. They know what we accomplished, so that's why they cause attention. And we can fight back if we don't give it our attention. And if you fall down, keep your head up. You just gotta be so fed up, you won't let up. It's hard not to see yourself as a victim when you feel imprisoned by a man-made system. So many people are too busy to listen, but your soul is, so get to know it and you'll be listed. When you don't see the love in no one else, just remember that you got it in yourself. Yeah. Can somebody tell me where to love? Can somebody tell me where to love?
Where at?
Can somebody tell me where to love?
Yeah.
Can somebody tell me where to love?
Yeah.
Inside, outside, below and above.
Love.
Inside, outside, below and above.
Love.
Inside, outside, below and above.
Love.
Inside, outside, below and above.
Big shout out to Jay Triple Lee with the love. So let's get into it, man. One of the top and drop topics for the night. One of the top and drop topics that we're going to chop on, me and Big Mike, man. Big shout out Big Mike. We'll be chopping on a lot of things, man. And like I said, man, I'll be very excited to talk with him and, you know, just converse, man. One of the things he said, Big Mike, I got you on the line with us still.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. One of the things he, asked, you know, to chop on, man, and it's cool. We need to talk about it because it's exactly what's going on, man. You know what I mean? It's exactly what's going on and what ain't really going on out here, man. And some of the stuff, man, especially when it comes to the crime with our people against us, you know what I mean? The black-on-black crime, you know what I mean? And us coming together as a whole. You know what I mean? Us coming together, our people coming together as a whole in a black-on-black crime, man. And it's a good thing to talk about, too, because a lot of people, even our people, get touchy when we start talking about black-on-black crime. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, we know this, but it's different for other people to do that and all of that. But, Big Mike, man, I'm going to let you, LeMay Fisher, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. We're gonna touch on it, and then, you know, we'll get into some more music in a little bit. But Big Mike, I'm gonna go ahead, man, and let you touch on it how you want to, and we're gonna go ahead and get it rocking.
Well, you know, I'm always blessed to, you know, bless your Mike, man. You know, shout out
to
you.
Oh, yeah, I so appreciate it too.
You know, for real, because it gotta be out there. A lot of people, you know, they're scared to say the truth. Everybody's scared to say the truth because they're scared to lose who they're around. A lot of people around other people ain't real. They ain't true. They just around because they just riding your way. But if you get real with a person and start being real and start saying stuff that makes certain people uncomfortable, you'll know who you down with. You'll find out who down with.
Right.
Quick.
So that, I agree with you on that.
This is the part that they know that's happening right now. See, it's just a it's an old Jew tactic. You know what I'm saying? It's divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If they can divide us,
right,
they can conquer us. You know what I'm saying? If they got you fighting instead of looking at him and how he got it, then that's a division.
Yep.
You ain't even looking at
that's
it.
Right.
That if I get with that person, we can make his what he got going on bigger than what he made it. See, this
mm-hmm.
is how they know that.
That's
so if they
saying.
Keep you from if they can keep you from stop thinking like that. This is why they don't mind you, you know what I'm saying, acting a fool, acting crazy, putting out crazy music, talking about violence. They don't even mind that right now because they changing the people's mind.
Right.
They changing your mind for
right.
doing what's real. They changing your mind for keeping it 100. They changing your mind for if you see something wrong, speak the fuck out. What's wrong with that?
Right. That's
like,
a big, yeah,
it's certain people,
I agree with you.
It's certain people that be knowing how shit go on and won't say nothing. So who the biggest hoe? The person who's doing it or the person who ain't saying nothing?
There it is. I agree with you on that. And we be talking about this one all the time, man. Especially, we got to say, in our communities too, man, you know, a lot of people will know, you know, something that's going on or fry stuff going on. And even when people do some foul shit and won't never say
exactly.
nothing, you know what I mean? And you got to look at it from both sides. People say, well, man, even sometimes they say, well, hey, you know, I ain't snitching to do none of that. All right, cool, you say that. But then on the other side, it could be somebody that was then got hurt, then got murdered, then got robbed, or then
exactly.
got, you know what I mean? So that's on the whole other side of it. So, and the shoe
man,
flips
I
around,
see.
And now that side got to deal with that pain, that hurt, or that loss. It's a different story. But you
it's
right,
so,
man. It is
so
real close-lipped on shit.
It's so bad if I'm old that it unsolved murders right now. I found this
yeah.
out. It's like 80% in black communities because black folks won't say nothing. We got this old creed
yeah.
I'm gonna mind my business. It ain't my business and all that. Man, you know that nigga shot up Sister Johnson house, man.
Yeah.
Or you know that
yeah.
nigga shot that house up with them kids in there, man.
Right. Right.
This is how they changing our
yep.
mind.
Right.
They changing our mind to fight against our own self. Like they don't never bring out a song talking about killing white folks because they can imagine what would happen, what the backlash they would get, what the confrontation they would have if they bring that out. But they don't mind you talking about killing your own race.
Mm-hmm.
Killing your own race. When you hear these dudes rapping, they not talking about raping white women. They talking about raping their own black people. They own black women. They talking about giving them pills.
Oh, shit,
when they
getting
hear
real
them
now.
Talking about, when you hear them talking about, I'm gonna go get a chopper. I'm gonna go shoot this nigga 47 times. He's not talking about a white man. He's talking about his own race.
Right.
So
yeah.
they done already flipped their mind. They don't even know they been brainwashed. They just throwing the money in their face. Look at the glamour. Look at what you can get if you do this. And so that's what they fall in love with. And it's just a plan. It's another plan to put us in slavery. See, back then, they know the white man know right now he don't got to ride a horse no more and lynch niggas. He got them for that. All these people that's out here doing all that crime and violence, he got them for that. They don't even need to drive planes in the hood and drop dope off no more. We got that. We'll go find the plug and bring the shit back, bring all the trees and all the shit you can snort back to the hood and give it to everybody, get everybody a pack, all that. Look how it unavailable. They don't even got to put their hands in it no more. Yeah. We done took it over. We done took it over. We got it now. We done made it cool now. If you don't sell drugs, it's cool. Or, I mean, if you sell drugs, you all right. Or if you do this crime, you all right. You good. You straight. But if you trying to do the right thing, oh, you a square.
You a square. Yeah. This is what you ain't thinking.
The one that you calling a square is the one that own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that got his mind right. He trying to help out his whole community. He trying to help out his people. He's thinking about your baby.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to say,
that's real.
Oh, man, that ain't my business. And my business. Well, that's a selfish prayer. If you only just think about you and your foe and no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people that. Think more of others than you do yourself. That's when you know you can be a walking blessing.
That's real.
It can't always be about you. It can always be about you. Know your worth. Know your worth. That's what I be telling people. Know your worth. If you stop, a lot of people will suffer. If you stop doing what you're doing, a lot of people go hungry, go homeless. So know your worth. Cherish friendship. You know what I'm saying? Right now, people, you can't even trust folks right now. You don't even know if people going to keep it real with you now. Because this shit's so out of control. Everybody wants to smoke. Everybody want to be gangster. Everybody want. They so crazy, they ain't realizing you live by it, you dying by it.
Right.
I mean, my mama told me this a long time ago. Hey, man, in that game, it ain't only two ways out of that. Dead or in jail. Why these niggas can't see that? Because they blind. They blind. They blind to the fame. And they know that. They know what they doing. They making another generation that's blind. No more leaders. They ain't gonna have, they don't wanna see no more Malcolm X's, no more Martin Luther King's or anything that's trying to keep people together and all that. They don't want to see that no more. They want to see terror, corruption.
Corruption, yeah, you're right.
But they can bank off of that. They bank off of corruption. That's why they building prisons everywhere. Everybody, man, black folks are not investing in prisons. Man, it's big companies that own prisons now. Like Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. Bank of America, stuff like that. And we don't know that, so we're going to perish for the lack of knowledge. We too busy trying to get high, take fights, tape us fighting each other. Listen, man, I'm telling you, it's set up to destroy us. It's set up to destroy us. Just look around right now. You got more black people kill they self and each other more than any other race on this earth. How did it change?
And you touched on something too about, especially with the music, and you know what I mean? I was talking with an artist about that, man, and they was, you know, talking from their side of it and was like, you know, that's what they had seen growing up and, you know what I mean? I talked to several of them and that's what they say, and some of them be like, you know what I mean? That's what's in. They tried rapping about other things, and it just didn't, you know what I mean, get the attention. Now, it's a whole other thing when you switch up and do that. That's on you, but, you know, you just got to be what you're in it for. But I understand. But mm-hmm. And also, too, though, like you said, though, it's a way to do it, man. But when you glorify it, it's always talking about our own people. Like you said, killing our own people, you know what I mean?
Killing our own, or doing
certain things to our black women. You know what I mean? Hurting them, beating them up, you know what I mean, degrading them. It's always like that, man. And every time it do come to be like, most of the time, I'm going to say about 99% of the time when it comes to talking about killing or shooting or going and doing some harm like that, it be us talking about us.
And then
when it happens in real life, you know what I mean, to somebody, we react different. But we do support music that does talk about that, push that image, supports that way of life, You know what I mean? We do that
I'm
as
glad
well.
You
so
said it like
it's
that.
Like, man, yeah, because we do. We push that.
Because,
and then, you know, like you said, about the generations, they pick it up. Like drill music. Drill music right now is in. Yeah. Big shout out Petty Murphy, too. We're going to bring him on. I got you, fam, on here. And just say, go ahead, Big Mike.
It's like this. You saying I don't want trouble, but you promote violence every time you come outside. I don't want the trouble to hit my doorstep, but every time I hit outside or I do any business transaction or any song, it gotta be about violence. It gotta be about killing. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. You either gonna choose one. You can't do both. So they gonna figure it out. Yeah,
go ahead,
LeMay.
Okay, so you know how back then, like in the 90s, I'm talking about Tupac, I'm talking about, you know, NWA, like all of them. When it came to their music, do you feel like they were coming as like, hey, look, I want our community to be better or whatever, and they're also speaking the truth, but they're also talking about, you know, like how shit goes out there. Like, do you feel like that's them just like, you know, they were trying to be stuck in that situation? Or they're trying to just, like, let everybody know, like, hey, what's the deal? Because whenever I was listening to you earlier and I was hearing you talk about, you know, how so they always talk about killing and all kinds of stuff, like it's cool and shit. Do you think that it was different back then when we were actually saying, hey, look, this is what happened? Like, you know, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, getting your lick back was cool. But back then, like, if your family member got, you know, put in a situation and they are not here anymore because of that situation and shit like that, do you think that will affect, you know, what they're trying to say? Like, that's what I'm saying. Back then's music and even today with society, like, it's just different. Like, you got to have this to be cool. You got to do this to be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that will be, like, that affects the community the most because it's different now and they have more we have more, you know, access to more things to start what's going on, and that's like, okay, well, I'm gonna choose the side and I'm gonna
see what you're saying.
It's more followers now. It's more you have more access to social media now. They didn't have that then, so it was hard for them when they was rapping like that, they were basically trying to tell you, look, this is where I'm from. This is what go on around us. But even that, I think that's when they started it. They started it because they seen the way they was rapping. They seen the way they was rapping. They seen how hard and gangster they was. But they don't want to tell the facts that that MWA was rapping was through one man, Ice Cube.
Yeah, through Ice Cube.
Ice Cube wrote Everybody Raps in there. So, because he was more of a visionary, he could vision stuff, put it together, and make it sound like, damn, man, that shit sound real in the mud. So,
I think that's when Lil Wayne was coming through, so I'm going to put everybody else on mute, but I'm going to bring y'all on. I'm going to call your name and bring y'all on. Go ahead, Big Mike. I'm going to bring you right back on. Go ahead, Big Mike.
I think that's when they were pushing it, because back then when I grew up, music had a message. Like, you had self-destruction. You had it for self-destruction. It had a message. You would think more and by going to do some stupid shit. And you knew what was coming after that. So you really wasn't in no rush to go do the dumb shit. So they knew that. So this is what happened. People wasn't going to jail no more. People was going to school, graduating high school, learning how to read. Instead of you going to a script club, you was trying to go to a function where it was talking about some knowledge. But they changed it. They changed the music. They say, okay, Common and all you people that's trying to do this knowledge, we're not going to promote your music. We want to, because that's not what we're going. We're not going to try to make people better because we lose money. We lose money whenever I go better. They ain't doing nothing but feeding you what you want to hear. If you take pills and you snort cocaine, if they got an artist that he can put a song together, talk about taking pills and snorting cocaine, he would be number one on Billboard. You feel me, fam?
Yeah, I feel you. And that's just like with the radio, what we do, man. It's the same way. I could come on here and talk about, we just done it, and talk about shit that really don't matter. And you know what I mean? Be cool, man. Get what people would say, really, you know what I mean, big numbers and all that. And then when you talk about real shit, we still, you know, because our fan base likes to hear that type of shit. But I know other platforms and other people where they have to do that, like what LeMay was saying, they have to do those certain things because it's cool, and they didn't already tapped into it, so trying to do something different, you know, with though they fan bases and all that. But the record labels also got a big part in all of this as well. The record labels and record got a big part in when it comes to, like, the music and in Hollywood, the image that they portraying and what they're allowed to push out. See, a lot of people, when it comes to artists, man, you got power to a certain extent, you know what I mean? But certain times and certain things, like, okay, I forget the guy's name that had the concert and all the people, you know, people was dying in the crowd. I forget his name.
Yeah,
I know his name. He had a concert not too long ago.
You know the one in Houston.
Yeah. Now, right. Him and several other artists on his level, like, say they artwork, a lot of times they don't even come up with the design for their artwork. It be, you know, come down from them. It be somebody else that make that decision. And a lot of times inside that artwork, it's always is certain meanings and things like this, but the artists have, you know, sometimes don't be having no knowledge of that. But when it was R&B and when it was like Big Mike was speaking about that type of music, or like an R&B and that type of music was the number one genre, okay? Well, when they started seeing that it was more money in people talking about killing, selling dope and this, then that's when they start fading out your groups, your R&B groups. You start fading out anything that really kind of talked about that type of stuff, and even your power music and your funk music, all of that type of stuff, you start fading out because it was opening up people's minds to a whole lot of things. The R&B music had everybody fucking. Everybody's around here humping and making babies and shit like that. So it's more money for the record labels. It's more money coming from the music that talks about us killing us. It's more money.
Exactly.
It ain't the money ain't in the music that's talking about uplifting us or empowering us or trying to get us to come together or trying to get us to stop killing each other. That music can still go on to be great and still do great things, but that's not going to be the big money maker to that record label. It's going to be your slide music. It's gonna be because that's what's gonna get the streams.
And don't mean to cut you off. You can even look at you can even look at the female side now. Look how hard they are.
Ooh. And check this out. This is what I say on that. I gotta say Biggie. Biggie, RIP to the legend, man. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorites when it comes to this. But when Biggie brought Lil' Kim, you know what I mean? And I heard somebody great speak on this, and I went and studied it, and I agree with what she said. When before Lil' Kim, all the females were sexy but kind of like tomboy is sexy. Yeah, you might have caught them in a dress and a skirt every now and again, but
like,
they was tomboy, like sexy.
Like SWV.
Like TLC. Like TLC.
Yeah.
Like Aaliyah. Aaliyah, she used to wear some real girly type clothes or type stuff, but she was like tomboy sexy. That was the image. Okay, when Biggie came, hear me out, when Biggie came, Biggie had his own vision of what a sexy woman would look, and that's what he helped transform Lil' Kim into. After that, look at almost all the successful, well, what we would think successful, top billboards and all this type stuff, as in that sense, woman that came through, then all had to show and do something of what Lil' Kim did and what she brought. if you sit back and look at it and do your research, before that it was tomboy and shit. After that, you had to be sexy. You had to show you had to show this, you had to show that. You had to be talking about sucking dick. You had to be talking about this. You had to be talking about that to pop it. And now you got the likes of who you got some of the top, let's say, rap female artists in the game. What do they talk about now? They talk about exactly what Lil' Kim opened the door up for. And that's what makes the money. That's what made more money. That's just my take. I'm going to let y'all go ahead. Y'all go back.
Now, this is where you get no research for your community. Okay, go back. Let's go back. The music that we listened to say it had a message. Rodney King get beat. They did a research on it. They said it was more of college students, people that has good sense out there riding. So that's why didn't nobody get shot or get arrested, because these were educated people doing this. Because why? Because they spoke against the system. Public Enemy spoke against the system. Fight the power. Fight. You know what I'm saying? They said fight that system. So what they did, they acted appropriately, and they started burning things. They started acting, say, we tired of this. You oppressing us. Y'all wrong. Y'all doing us wrong. You don't want to give us nothing. You treating us bad. You know, so we acted appropriately. So now, go back to the day.
Hey, let me welcome Penny Murphy to the show, too. Penny Murphy, welcome to the show, Femma.
How's it going? Big Mike, I'm listening to the show, and everything y'all spoke on, everything y'all spoke speaking on, I just spoke about it Sunday on the Petty Murphy Project with two African-American authors. We talked about it, and I've been noticing how, you know, people like myself and the mister trying to create change in our communities, and especially in our entertainment scene. It's a lot of hate being promoted than being real, keeping it real. And it's too much going on to where, and I said this a couple weeks ago, Famo seen my post. I said it. I call these motherfuckers clout chasing ass motherfuckers. Because that's what they are. They're not, they're, I mean, let's keep it real. They're not in it for the community. They promote the wretchedness that keeps throwing the cops at us and everything else, too. And I had to sit there yesterday. My sister sent me a screenshot of a hating-ass nigga talking shit. So what I did was I went to this man's inbox, and I asked him straight up, what the hell is your motherfucking problem, nigga? I'm coming to you as a man because what you just did was a bitch move. And I'm calling you a bitch because a real man wouldn't do no shit like that. And you're a successful black man that owns a business. Why the fuck would you go after another nigga who's doing the same thing you're doing, owning a business and striving and opening up doors for people? He couldn't even fucking answer the question that I asked him because he knew he was fucking wrong. And then you got other niggas sitting there laughing and shit thinking the shit's funny. And I could tell these niggas, I'm a public figure. Y'all niggas are so uneducated that a nigga like fucking sue this nigga, take his fucking business from him, and he loses everything. This is the thing that niggas don't seem to understand when you open up businesses. Open up a business, you need to act fucking accordingly. You cannot sit there and do all this dumbass shit, defame people, thinking that the shit's funny. We live in the age of social media now. You can say something about motherfucking Barack Obama and defame his name. His people are going to fucking get at your ass. You got to act fucking accordingly.
Now, would you say, on that note, Petty Murphy, on that note right there, man, and I think we got Bino the boss, man. I think we got Bino the boss. I'm going to see and make sure I got his last four digits right, and we're going to bring him on as well, man. Been excited to get him on the show. But on that right there, what you said right there, Petty, do you think that even with the social media, let's go with that angle with the social media. LeMay, I want to get your take on this one, too. Do you see more of us, you know what I mean, just out there in general as a whole, going at us more than we go at anything else?
Yes,
I'm gonna
I do.
Get LeMay and then Big Mike. Okay, I'm gonna get LeMay to get her viewpoint on it.
I do. And
LeMay,
the reason why.
Hold on, Pat. Let me see. LeMay, you still on there with us? I think we still got LeMay. Let me see. Hold on. LeMay, we got you on there with us?
Yeah, you do. My bad.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's a yes. It's because.
All right, go ahead, Pat.
It's because what Big Mike just said. These niggas are not going out promoting, talking about killing white folks. They're talking about promoting killing us. The shows that they put on, it's not promoting unity amongst us as a culture, a race, or as a country. It's not doing that. You see more niggas get shot at fucking ratchet-ass concerts than you do at R&B concerts. You see more niggas getting shot. You see more niggas getting shot at gas stations because of some bullshit that happened in the motherfucking club. It's because of the fucking energy these promoters put out here. And I had one dude out of Memphis, Tennessee, tell me that us Kansas. Yeah, I had a nigga in Memphis, Tennessee, tell me that all of us Kansas promoters are alike, and I had to tell the nigga. No, the fuck we're not. That's because there's certain promoters
that
don't promote to the fucking ratchet. I promote to the people.
Yeah.
You know, I got this upcoming
now,
show.
Hold on, Petty. Hold on
just
a second on that one. Keep that right there. Hold on, Petty, because I want to get LeMay's thoughts on this. LeMay Official, what's your thoughts on that on that part too? When it comes to the social media part of it.
Most definitely, it's just honestly, let me know if I'm saying anything. We're going to talk on this. Basically, what I think about the social media stuff, they put that stuff out there anyway. So it's kind of like I said before, it's like, oh, it's cool. Just like a rapper just got killed, but they were intentionally trying to kill his dad. I don't know if you know Zay the Youngin' or whatever. They were intentionally trying to kill his dad.
Right.
But he ended up getting shot in the process. So.
Yeah,
you know, and then on top of that, you had another rapper laughing at his death and saying, LOL, like he just wants beef. And I just don't like that.
Right.
At the end of the day, yes, just like you said, bro, promoters and stuff, they be promoting the wrong stuff. And they really need to stop that because, like, we really do need to come together as a team, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, with anything. And that is right. I don't see no drama at you know, R&B concerts, and so I haven't been to one, but I haven't heard anything about, like, the least you're going to hear is they fell off the stage, you know, and broke a leg.
But see, and this is another thing. Check this out. This right here, and everybody, and I think we're going to check in, because I think I do got B-No the Boss's correct number on here, so we're going to check in with him, too. Now, we all recall a situation where a famous artist, superstar artist, walking through the crowd right at a show, right, and cell phone got too close to his face, and he slapped shit out of a woman. He ended up hitting a black woman, slapped the dog shit out of her, right? Everybody seen it. You know, there's no way to fake it, no way to cover it up or nothing. Well, when it come time to get in front of cameras and stuff, the same superstar rapper, superstar artist that did it, didn't really apologize, but painted a picture like she was in the wrong because her camera was too close to his face, and in fact, it was never even her phone in the first place. It was the person that was standing next to her.
Are we talking about the baby?
But
are we talking about the baby?
Yeah, he slapped.
We talking about the baby?
Yes. Yeah, but hold on a second.
But
okay, he slapped. Yeah.
No,
it was the baby, but slapped the dog shit out of the woman. You feel me? Because of the phone that close or whatever. But he is one of the top superstars still right now. Shows still sell out. That situation, like it never happened. Black women and us, I don't really rock with a baby like that, so I can't say me. But people still support him like it was nothing wrong, like that was no problem. Man, I understand people make mistakes, but that don't... With that type of image, with that type of shit, do that got something to do with a lot of this shit too? Shit like that? Actions from people in those positions.
Yeah. It's like this. It's like this, Famo.
You know,
it's like this, Famo.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm worried.
Okay, we got
it's like
go ahead, Big Mike. We're going to let
Vito like
get it in.
They give out this energy. They don't get it twisted. When you see these rappers wearing these old devilish-looking ass shirts and all this old funny-looking ass background they got in there, and it's so funny looking as paint on their face. You wonder, you know, why they look like that. Nigga, don't get it twisted. They well aware they know what's going on. They just
right.
getting used like a puppet
mm-hmm.
for the energy. They just getting used like a puppet for the energy. Like that Travis
mm-hmm.
Scott shit. This nigga whole background of his damn stage was
Teddy,
a portable to hell.
They
said it was a portable to hell. His background on his stage.
I seen that.
If he didn't know nothing about that, why would that be there? Why he would have on a shirt that got people going in one portable and they coming out as devils on the other side of it? They well aware of this energy that they promote. So, yeah, you're going to have people ride with the baby because he slapped that phone out that bitch hand. And then because they like, shit, that's the energy. That's the energy. You don't supposed to care. You don't supposed to give a damn. And that's
true.
Why everybody rides with it. That's why he
getting
more promoted. It say birds of the feather flock together. If you got a bunch of no good motherfuckers hanging around together, they all going to ride with the
mm-hmm.
nigga who no good too.
That's true.
And you wonder why is both of these snakes getting along together too?
Hold on, just a second, Patty. We got Bino. We welcome Bino to the show. Bino, what's good, man? First time getting you
what's
on the
up,
show.
What's up, famo, man? How you doing today,
man?
Hey,
I'm gonna tell y'all this right now, man. Hey, this man right here, and I'm gonna be 100K, man. One of the coldest coming out the city. You dig? And we gonna get y'all tastes and shit, cause we gonna do an interview session in the whole nine. But on me, I'm telling you, one of the coldest coming out of here. Bino, go ahead, man. You want to touch on the conversation?
All right, man. I appreciate the love. Much love, man. Famo, for real, man. All y'all, man. I appreciate what y'all
know.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know
sure,
what's love
sure.
from over here. Yeah, man. But, that's a I wasn't aware of this situation with the baby. And you know me, I try to stay in my own lane. And, I try not to get too much into politics. But, you know, yeah, that's crazy. Just now hearing about it, you know.
Like I said,
power chasing ass niggas early, man. You know, and it's crazy because you don't have to do stuff like that, man. I mean, it's crazy that people even admire them type of actions.
Right.
You know, like bro.
See, that's how
reckless.
I
that's,
it was bad to me.
Yeah,
it
was
bad to me,
bad.
Man.
It was bad. It was very bad to us. And then
it
you see
bad,
him
man.
Fighting his baby mama's brother at the fucking bowling alley. But here's the thing that why the people came to the baby. Everybody know that the baby shot and killed somebody at Walmart.
Right.
Back in the
day. But it's something deeper than that, too. When baby walked around with that diaper on at Southwest by Southwest,
mm-hmm.
when he walked around
mm-hmm.
with that diaper on at Southwest by Southwest, that right there let a lot of people in a lot of big positions that can push buttons and open doors and shit like that for them know you're willing to do whatever it is. Whatever it is need to be
done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, this dude really don't give a fuck.
Nah, man. And see, when he slapped the black lady, like LeMay was saying, when she opened it up, so I said, man, shout out LeMay. She coming with it. Because that right there would have never been really, you couldn't have did that back then on stage, you know, coming through like that and slap the shit out of a black woman like that with the type of people that was around, especially because of somebody's phone bumping. Nah, it wouldn't have went down like that, man. Shit would have went crazy. And that what surprised me is the niggas that was in the crowd, everybody that was in the crowd didn't rush him. Hey, I don't care. Everybody thinking because the baby man, if we were standing right there, Femos was standing right there next to her, and he slapped her like that, and we was right there, we'd have rushed on all of them, man. Y'all seen us on World Star and all that shit, because we'd have rushed.
Thumbo, let's go deeper than that. What were they thinking when they seen George Floyd getting choked out like that, and then nobody do nothing? They started taping the man. That's because they all fucked up. They stunned. Everybody stunned, fucked up. Just pay attention to everybody around here that's on that stupid shit. They retarded. They fucked up.
Yeah, they are. Big Mike, you're right. He might got a lot of money.
He might got a lot of money, or he got a lot of clout like that, but look at him. Like, pay attention. Listen to what he's talking about. He fucked up.
All these mainstream artists are fucked up. And I spoke on this shit on Sunday. We had two incidents within, 9 months of one another? I'm going to say 8 months of one another. George Floyd, the insurrection in the Capitol. What we saw was the ignorance of America in two different ways. We saw it, and these mainstream artists think about it for a little bit, but the real niggas like Stephen Jackson, who grew up with George Floyd, the real niggas that will basically stand there and fight for the justice for us black people, like the Mister. And I'm so proud of what the Mister and the Famo Nation did for Muskogee, feeding the children and feeding the people that are hungry. It's people like me
big shout out to Kia Solo, man. Big shout out to SDN. Big shout out to Famo and Weiss, man. Everybody that helped with that too, man, if it wasn't for them, you feel me, I'd have lost my nuts of my mind around here, man. But big shouts out to all of them, man, for what they do, man, because they really the force. Like I said this shit months ago, right? I said these women around here is gonna be a power and gonna end up being the ones running the game. And it wasn't a knock no men. It's just because of where their hearts is, where their minds is at. And to this day, man, I ain't tell no lies. You dig? I ain't tell no lies, man.
You remember what PD Jakes just said a couple weeks ago? And it pissed some women off, but he told the truth. Women are becoming more of the men, and men are becoming bitches. This is real shit.
I can see that. And you see
what I'm talking about, how everything is being portrayed. Big Mike Talk spoke on it, Demo, you spoke on it. When it comes to the promoting this shit, and I'm hearing KC, and I see all these promoters talking about unity and shit, but you see the fucking shows that they throw. That's not fucking unity. That is basically setting us up for failure, to slaughter. It's just so much shit going on. And it's like, damn, I try to do something that's different, and you motherfuckers hate on that shit. But guess what? I will still get my show off is because I don't market to you. And family, you heard me say this, and I told you this shit. When someone asked me, why do you have more white people at your shows than you do have black people? I mean, I told him straight up. Someone told me this shit, and I told him straight up. And this is real shit.
Yeah.
White people will pay for the shit. Black people want discounts. And that's life.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, damn, I'm a brother trying to make a dollar at 15 cents just like you. Why can't you support me, but you want me to support you? The thing is that we are so culturally divided as a race. The house nigga is the one that's going to basically keep the dysfunction going on and kiss everybody's ass. The field nigga like us is going to put in that motherfucking work to create change for his family, his friends, his community. These niggas that are out here promoting this motherfucking shit, this bullshit, these are house niggas. These are house niggas that will not survive.
Interesting viewpoint.
But they will keep.
Interesting
viewpoint. I'm telling you.
That's an interesting viewpoint. Interesting viewpoint to look at it like that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Touch on it.
I'm going to touch on this shit. Because
that Big Mike,
these
hold on,
house
that,
niggas.
Big Mike, is that you?
These house niggas.
Yeah.
These house niggas. These house niggas are the ones that are keeping the fucking dysfunction going on to basically out us field niggas from creating change. We cannot let that happen.
All right, hold on. Let's get Big Mike. Let's see what you were saying, Big Mike.
They've been at this shit for a while, man. They've been at this shit for a while. I had a partner tell me, he say, yeah, how long you think the pool table been in play? How long you think pool been invented?
Shit. Years.
Yeah. Years, right? Years. So what color is the original pool table?
Black.
The original one? Remember it was green.
Green. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the felt. Yeah, the felt was green.
Yeah, the little paper thing was green.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little part was green, right? Like what?
Uh-huh.
Like what? Like the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like the earth. And I was like, damn, where you going with this? He say, what's all them colors of them balls? Different colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the race on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that.
Who get to hit the shit out of every ball? He can even go to jail. He get out, he get to hit everybody else. He can cheat. He can get moved. He can move this way and all this shit. The white ball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ball in the hole. I heard
people speak about this. Go ahead, Bino. You want to say something?
At the end of this game, who I'm after, though? At the end of this game, who I'm after? That black ball.
That eight ball.
Why I'm after that eight ball? Because he's solid.
Mm-hmm.
You see how an eight ball solid, ain't it? It's a solid color.
He's a game changer. That eight ball is
a game
changer.
If we can find a way how to change the game on a bitch ass, they wouldn't know what to do. If everybody could just do like Kaepernick and say, okay, bitch ass nigga, we don't want to make no moves for you no more. I ain't playing no more basketball. I ain't playing no more football, nigga. Fuck you. I don't want your check. Nigga, I don't need your check. We all out for clout.
Yeah.
They know that.
Right.
They know we
and
out for clout.
Clout. And we don't need the clout. And I told this one motherfucker last week, y'all out here chasing the clout. I earned it. I earned it by from real motherfuckers seeing the fucking work that I'm putting in. I don't promote to y'all. It's because y'all don't understand. And if you want to understand, you don't want to listen.
When the universe...
I'm going to say this too. When it comes to clout, man, I'm an 84 baby, man. You dig? I'm an 84 baby. So I don't understand this whole clout shit. And I'm going to say the reason, Petty, put it on mute for me. Petty got some wind coming back. The reason why I say I don't really understand this clout shit is because I think it was it had to be like a hater type person who came up and started using it in a negative way. Because if you think about it, when it comes to clout, man, clout, even when a person gets success, people start saying, oh, well, you know, they doing this and doing that for clout, which it could be. But that's how it's always been. For me, since I ain't never really known nothing about, like, we ain't never even said that word clout coming up. You know, I'm 38 years old. I never heard nobody that I grew up around in my life ever say anything about clout until, like, up until a few years ago. So that's why I said it didn't come from no real cats. It didn't come from no real people. Now, they might have said it amongst each other, maybe, but that shit wasn't a popular word to say. It wasn't a popular thing. So, to me,
okay.
It had to be like a jealous type person to come up with it.
Fam, I'm going to tell you what type of nigga it was. it was a nigga just like 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Now, listen what I'm going to say
up.
When I say this.
Straight up.
Listen what I say when I say this. See, the bitch nigga, the bitch niggas who be on the side that know they bitch niggas, they know they bitch niggas and they want to be in a real nigga spotlight, but they don't know how to do it. When the universe chooses you, you don't got to have clout. You is the clout. You the enemy.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You ain't got to go do shit.
That's
gonna,
what I'm saying.
The shit going to come looking for you.
Yeah.
The shit going to come looking for you.
Right. Right.
So you ain't got to go look for it. You ain't got to go do none of that. Now, this is the thing when I say 6ix9ine. Snitches getting glorified.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Snitches.
Okay.
Snitches getting glorified.
Yeah.
Nigga, you back then if you in that circle, nigga, take your time. Take your time, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You in that circle with them niggas, you know what we dealing with, nigga.
Right.
But now you got a nigga getting glorified for telling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now what they do to the industry. This nigga telling it on the industry. He say they all snitches.
Yeah, right. And see and with that too, that shit crazy. Like you
said,
that
shit crazy.
That look how it seeped into the streets though.
Now watch this.
Cool.
Now why? This even crazy, famo. This even crazy, famo. Why they are not making no videos saying that this man lying? I ain't no snitch. This nigga lying. Because he know they on paperwork.
Yeah, that's true. You do when you know paper, when you on paperwork, because we all know
Come on, man.
And shit is on real paperwork, you on paperwork.
Man, this game done did a 360. They wouldn't even know real music if it hit them in their goddamn head because they already fucked up and lost.
So, like what LeMay was saying earlier, do you think, like, the reason why, say with rap, that is the way that it is, kind of is now, and the image that it's been pushing for the past, you know, couple years now, would you say that's because it's more lucrative to the people that it's the most lucrative to? Would you say that there is one of the biggest reasons, or would you say it's because of us?
I'm gonna say blacks doing more buying.
What y'all
blacks doing more buying. Blacks doing more buying.
This is true.
Blacks
That's
doing
true.
More download. Blacks doing more CDs. Blacks doing more this. Blacks doing more that. Blacks in basketball.
We
blacks in basketball. Blacks in black. So
so
we are germinating a lot of this energy that's going around her.
I see what you're saying.
If they don't want to say it or not, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. Cause when I found out when I was doing wrong and who I was, what team I was playing for, it fucked me up too. See, a lot of people don't want to come clean.
Mm-hmm.
If you fucked up, nigga, that's the only way you're gonna get clean, by saying I'm fucked up.
By saying it. Exactly, man. You got to come to
all
that crossroads.
All that old high and cross country.
I'm
going to
get
LeMay
and Petty on that, too. Yeah.
You can't do that. And that's a lot going on in the industry. These niggas is not selling no dope. And they ain't shooting nobody.
They're
portraying this image of being tough. The one that is getting locked up. Ask John Gotti. Ask Boosie. Boosie ain't trying to get in trouble no more.
Hey,
that
real
life
Rico
shit, you going
that
to jail.
We know that shit is real. Yeah, that real life.
Man,
shit.
Y'all just
ask John,
can I say something real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Man, this is Bino, man. I know a lot of y'all ain't heard my music yet, but I'm telling you, man, when I promise y'all I won't ever give y'all that bullshit, man, because it's not my motherfucking life.
There it is.
I ain't finna speak on that shit. I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? It's not my life. And what they need to start doing is they need to change the content of the music, because music is so strong. Music is an eternal voice. Once you lay that track, it can always be heard. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
and so whose ear is it? It reaches. There's no telling. And people, they need to be aware of that and aware of the ears that they are reaching and what the fuck they saying, because like I think y'all said her name was May. She was speaking on how they glorify the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
LeMay,
and man,
yeah.
that is so crazy, because all week, man, my kids can rap every song they hear on the radio. You hear me? They can.
Yeah.
And so what we doing is embedding this stuff. Just like, man, I can rap you. I can. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon warned you. I think I was like 7 when I heard this song the first time.
Yeah.
You hear me? And I'll never forget it. You know what I'm saying? This stuff gets embedded in the heads. You know what I'm saying? And so what we need to embed in the heads is a good, strong message. It ain't got to be.
But I'm going to say this, the music that you be talking about, that's why, you know, like I told you, I'm going to keep it 100K. We on the air, just like I told you when I was face-to-face with you, man. That shit need to be heard.
Yeah.
You dig? And I also told you, I know this game, man. A lot of people don't keep it 100K in this game. And they might look like they bigger than me. Whatever it is, I don't care. What me is, I got a lot of knowledge in my mind, in this head, you dig? Especially when it comes to that type of shit. People look at it and be like, well, oh, man, you ain't got $1 million yet. I know a lot of trainers who done trained champions that never played in the game and never stepped in the boxing ring. But they train people to go on and do things. Hey, some people call to do certain things no matter what. But in this entertainment game, when you really who you is, or when you are talented, when you are powerful, and this tie into what we talking about us on us too. When people see you as a threat, a motherfucker ain't gonna really lift a finger for you, man. A motherfucker ain't gonna really want you to outshine them. And what you do in this music shit, it's gonna be a lot of cats. I'm gonna keep it 100K. I ain't saying nobody's name. It's going to be a lot of cats that ain't going to want to really do too much with you because
I'm
ultimately it's going to lead to, you know the game, man. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That shit real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel me? That shit real. And it's on the local level just like it's at the top.
Right. What's understood, don't
fuck,
need to
be explained,
man.
They should go fuck with you. Oh, yeah.
I'm already knowing, man. Hey.
Yeah, you did, man. And what you got in your music, what you got in your music, is going to ignite, kind of like what we speaking on, it's going to ignite people to see some real life stuff in a different light. You know what I mean? Like in a different light, with a whole different vibe. A whole different tempo, because you don't sound like nobody. Your flow is your flow. Your style is your style.
Let me touch on the music.
Let me touch
on the music, Sam.
Go ahead, Petty. Get in.
Sean Stockman from Boyz II Men. Legendary R&B group.
Okay.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Michael Bibbs found them brothers. Know why we don't have R&B music anymore? It's because R&B singers want to be thugs.
Mm-hmm.
They want to
be thugs.
Everybody
want to
be a thug.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tupac had the song,
and
Shorty Want to Be a
Thug.
It's thug harmony.
I say it's thug harmony.
Thug harmony.
I don't really call what they do in R&B. I call it thug harmony because that's what it is, thug harmonized.
Because remember, R&B music, when you put the hand out, like Carl Thomas and Emotional, I mean, you know, that's what R&B was. That's why you see me post Body and Soul on the Petty Murphy Project, which would be jumping.
Right.
And I had to change my tempo on the music tip. It's because I had to talk to people in our generation.
When you get through,
what
Petty,
do y'all want to hear?
And then Petty, real quick, and then you can go back. I'm going to let y'all have it. But if people been listening, that's listening to the show and been listening to the show, man, these past few shows for a minute, a lot of the songs that we've been playing, you feel me, a lot of them don't really talk about, like, killing, shooting each other. A lot of them been talking about standing up for, like, injustice. It's been one show we played with 97% of the music
is
women music.
I like this song.
Go ahead.
I like this song you play. I like this song you play where it say they got us thinking like we equal.
Yeah. See, what I did was, what we did was we wanted to also add a diversity to the radio show, man. Not only to be able to push out what we talking about, that type of music, but we always say we got to stand on what we say, right? So covering like what we talking about now, yeah, we got a hell of a lot of music talking about all that shit, and it's fire. I ain't going to lie. We jam it all the time. But you got to also be able, if you really real about what you saying, you got to be able to run that much and more of the music that don't talk about nothing like that, right? So we try to do that, and I can't say, man, we've been offering that. We're going to get into some more here in a minute because y'all chop, man. Y'all good. But go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Go ahead before we take the break. Y'all go ahead. Get it in. I just had to jump in and say
here's where we have to change that culture. I grew up listening to the P-Funk. I grew up listening to the Jackson 5. You know, Paul Abdul, Janet Jackson stuff. And y'all hear that with the Petty Murphy Project. That's why I call it Sunday Funday. I'll play the underground music. You know, to basically get this underground artist out there, because we got great underground artists. They ain't real about that shit. They just like making good music and putting their music out there. But, you know, you got to feed the narrative, and I had to listen to my demographic. I had to listen to the people. And the people.
So check this out. Let's do this. Go ahead, Petty. When you finish, we're going to take a break and then come back, and I'm going to let y'all get it in.
Yeah, the people want to see something different. They want the hip-hop. They want the R&B, they want the comedy, and they want it to where it ain't no ratchet-ass shit. It's some shit that people can come to and enjoy them themselves. The ratchet shit is what's keeping us down. It's the oppressor of what they want us to be depressed about. But these promoters have got to change up their motherfucking narrative. You cannot say that you're fucking for unity amongst the black culture if you're fucking feeding the motherfucking fuel to the fucking fire that we've been fighting for 400 years.
There it is. All right, stay hold it right there, man. Hey, y'all good, man. Y'all stay right there. We're going to take a real quick break. I'm going to let y'all read. I know everybody got to take them a little drink, man, or go ahead, take a little puff, because I'm about to myself. We're going to take a real short break. We're going to come back on. We're going to let everybody get it in. You dig? Top on the Radio Man Network. This is Famo Nation Forever Radio. You got the Mater Official on, man. You got Big Mike. Shouts out, Big Mike. You got Petty Murphy on, and you got Beano the Boss on, man. Big shouts out. All in, man. 100% real, man, and that's what you've been hearing. Big shouts out to my big little sister as well. I see you, girl. Love you, baby girl. Let's go.
JP's
way up in the sky by you. You know that you're a in the sky. You're gonna set this world on fire. No one can come close to you. You're so far off the ground. Shine, shine through. Make us all come alive. Be my guide, take me high. I'm watching the way you move. Energy all inside. I like the way you keep it cool. It's written in the sky. You're gonna set this world on fire. No one can come close to you. You're so high off the ground. Hey, go ahead and shine, shine, shine through. Shine it up so bright. make us all come alive.
Got you plugged up, man. Our music boat is too damn jerking over this way. You dig? Say, when we come back, Big Mike, I got you. Petty Murphy, I got you. Beano the Boss, I got you, man. Hey, I had to get it in, man. We got to get it in this type of way, man. But you know what? A lot of times, man, we got to drop something on you, man, just so a lot of people know, man, when you're talking about certain things, I always said, man, and I learned, a good radio host, a good radio personality, a good DJ, especially if it's on talk show radio shows like that, right? When you get good in the top, man, your music's supposed to reflect the shit you talking about.
Mm-hmm. break it down, eugenics, and you better listen up. No time for masquerades, we just took the clean cut. All the world is a jail, you just trying to learn yourself. Playing nice, but you tell me, navigating hell. You've been living on the edge, in the age of retribution. Drumming up a plan to establish a solution. Strung out on the media, full of grand illusion. Heady full of old world, mental resolution. You're bothering the body, they hobby focusing on ya. Be shaping your vision, division, television, be with ya. This ain't a debate, now they want a civil war. Call it revolution and sell it to the poor. Indigenous agenda, descendants of the slaves. The innocence of children, meeting early graves. Yeah, they trying to press rewind on the times when us losing the minds. They out of line, everything we do sublime. Yeah, I'm saying they know. Body look like a gallery, stack your paper on paper until we make an indent. I'm cutting the allergies, I'm increasing the calories. No more cooking with Valerie, I'ma double my weight. I'ma cut from the system, all my people gotta listen, you listen. So we get the early access, you purchase with attention. Healing our community, expanding opportunities. There's power in our unity when we align our sight. Policing our communities, we're crushed up on our rights. Recognize your enemy, internalize the word. We're speaking in the background, quietly unheard. Young blood, you a warrior, never hear a slur. You're not here to pillow fight, go and get what you deserve. You a king, you a queen, redirect what you heard. Make it play, what you coming for, lines never blur. Yeah, I'm saying ain't no. Got a riot in your heart and a fist full of pain. Make it rain, we gon' never let them weaponize your name. Never let them weaponize your name, name.
Justice, no peace, though. Big, check this out, man. You know, everybody got their thing, you know what I mean, how they do and how they contribute out here. You dig? People, a lot of people got handshakes, hand signs, and these type of things where, you know what I mean, one thing I did, man, I've been running a little test, man, ever since I got down here, right? So, you know, back in the day, man, what was cool was putting your fist in the air, you know what I mean, that stood for, like, black power, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I kind of wanted to bring that back, you dig? So if you ever came to Big Teeth 2 or anything like that, and you see how, you know, I don't know how everybody else got their own way of doing things, but you see how they agree me and I agree them, and we try to do that to other people else, is try to bring that back with that, right? But we say over the bullshit, dig? So when we put our fist in the air and we bump it with each other in the air, we say over the bullshit, but that stem from black power. Man, everything you do, a hater gonna hate.
Dramatic. These people be hating, I'm burning and breathing. They want me for murder, since I am tasting. My foot in the door, we cooking the raw, I chef in the kitchen. I'm cooking for sure, kicked in the door, them hammers is clicking. These people be hating, I'm burning and bracing. They want me for murder, success I am tasting. My foot in the door, we cooking the raw, I
chef in the kitchen. I'm cooking for sure, kicked in the door, them hammers is clicking. My hammers is different, what point is your way? You ended up missing, somewhere in the bay. Talk about that life, homie, don't get me hype. I got me too, we can do this all night. We getting this money, these people is funny. The priest is indecent, I was hungry and bummy. Police need policing, they fucked up the country. This evil's been recent, thank God that this won me. I cock it and pop it, cause this is forgotten. My people are different, the evils are watching. This beat is illegal, my peoples are dropping. With my deep and cerebral, somebody called Cochran. God bless the dead, been blessed with bread. Y'all had me strapped, cause what was said? My parents' death messed up my head. Pop Percocet, was addicted to meds. Russian roulette with my life, didn't give a fuck. I done lost my wife, that's right, I'm gon' live it up. Damn, shorty tight, spend the night, she gon' give it up. I can change her life, make you white, cop a bigger truck. My life getting deeper, I'm writing that ether. My life in a fight, y'all live through the speakers. They liking the light, my wifey's a keeper. Someone dying tonight, then play follow the leader. These people be hating, I'm burning and bracing. They want me for murder, success I am tasting. My foot in the door, we cooking the raw, I step in the kitchen. I'm cooking for sure, kicked in the door, them hammers is clicking. These people be hating, I'm burning and bracing. They want me for murder, success I am tasting. My foot in the door, we cooking the raw, I step in the kitchen. I'm cooking for sure, kicked in the door, them hammers is clicking.
No,
All right, man, we gonna come back on it. Y'all want me to keep going, man, or y'all want to talk? Y'all let me know, man, y'all let me know.
Listen to me.
What's poppin'?
Keep it going. Keep the chat going.
What y'all think? Me know the boss. What's good? LaMeda Official. What's good? Big Mike. What's popping?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you on there, LaMay. We got you loud and clear. Me know the boss. We got you on there too.
I was trying to get these kids to sleep, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was good.
I said, go to the corner where I've been wrong.
Okay. Yeah, Big Mike, we got you on here too. What's popping, man? Y'all want to finish chopping, man, or y'all want me to sauce y'all up?
It's whatever y'all want to do, man. You know.
Hey, man, the chop got real, man. Y'all was getting in it. Let me bring Bino back on. Bino the boss, man. I'm gonna bring you back on. We got Bino the boss back on. Bino the boss, you on there with me?
My nose is yours.
Bino the boss. I think he having a conversation right there, man. Beto.
Shit that boy out.
Yeah.
We gonna get real quiet and listen to you. Okay, let's listen to what Beto the boss got going on over there.
Small plates.
Small plates.
Right, that's why you didn't need to take off running like that.
Take off
right.
running
that's
like
why
that.
You didn't take off
yeah.
running like that.
Right. That's real.
That's why you didn't need to take off running like this.
Hey, shout out Bino the boss, man. We're going to check back in with Bino in just a second, man. But Big Mike, man. Petty Murphy, you still on there, too?
Yeah, I'm still on here, famo.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, man, we everything we was talking about, you know what I mean, dealing with, you know what I mean, us against us, you know what I mean, it's what it all come down to as well, man. Do you think that if major platforms would also push out more content that you would say is a complete opposite of the content that they do push out when it comes to what we talking about, do you think that could help? I'm going to let everybody get, you know, touch on this. Do you think it could help start trying to, you know, turn a wave and maybe spark more minds to you know, do something different rather than do what's, you know, I mean, what they pushing out, what's all, what everybody else is really running to? I'm going to let y'all touch
I'm
on
glad,
your own way.
I'm glad
go,
you
go
said
ahead,
something.
We'll let you touch
because
on.
I just read this. Chuck D and Curtis Blow are starting a union, a hip-hop union, to basically change this damn narrative that we're talking about right now. Two legendary rappers are coming together and trying to change the narrative because we are ignoring the fucking problem. We are ignoring the problem that we want the white people to stop fucking with us. We know that. But here's the thing. We also got to stop fucking with our black people, too. We got to stop hating on one another, too. You can't ask for one thing and then turn around and do the goddamn opposite to each other. It doesn't work that way. So when it comes to the music, it is the music that is being put out right now that is basically giving the white people, the cops, the license to kill us. And because of how we act, you know, you get the alcohol, you get the energy created. It's like a fucking typhoon. Once you create that energy in the typhoon and that water gets warm and picks up steam and everything else. It does catastrophic damage. And legendary artists like Chuck D and Curtis Blow, who basically changed the narrative of hip hop music on the East Coast. Before we heard N.W.A., they said we had enough. It's too much going on. We got too many young rappers being locked up on RICO charges and shit, knowing they can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Young Thug and Gunna. We lost too many young. We've been dying. We got dying. Too many young rappers dying. Over what? Dumb shit. Why?
Okay.
It's because we went from music videos being on television 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to now fucking reality television shows that basically portray the fakeness of what is basically killing us. This is why I don't watch TV. All right,
let's get Big Mike.
Barely.
Let's get Big Mike viewpoint. Big Mike, what you think?
Hey, man, I just think we need more Kaepernicks. We need more Kaepernicks, man. If a nigga just stop worrying about losing their wealth and just stand up, man. Just stand up for what's right. That shit right, just stand up for it. It ain't about no ticket. Man, it ain't about no money. Damn, we see what's going on. Shit.
Yeah.
You just need niggas like Kaepernick, man. If everybody would think like Kaepernick and say, you know what, fuck your check. I'm not throwing another ball. I'm not making another song. I'm not making another movie. I'm not making another goddamn. I'm not playing another football. I'm not running no more touchdown. I'm not doing none of that shit. Summer happens. TV will get shut down.
Yeah.
TV will get shut down. But you got people thinking about their wealth. Thinking about their wealth. You got to think about how did Black Wall Street start? Them folks had to say, nigga, fuck y'all. We ain't buying your shit no more. Y'all want to feed us scraps? We going to make our own shit. We got to have everybody stand up, bro. That's actors. That's move. That's people that's in sports. That's people in the music industry. We all got to stand up and say enough is enough, man.
We
really that's
just it.
That's real.
That's just it, bro.
I know LeMay got a ride. I don't know if she on, but LeMay, if you on, you want to get your viewpoint before you got a ride?
Oh, no, I ain't got to go nowhere. I was just trying to say I was the kid.
Oh, okay. You good.
I mean, I did text you and say that they were, hollering and carrying on, but I got the first, season to go to sleep. But with that situation being said, I don't even know where to start or where to begin, because at the end of the day, they still, like I said, if you realize they signed a contract, okay? They signed that contract because, look, why you think, I'm not even trying to get deep into the situation. Half the rappers that I've heard of, they done talked about, oh, well, I had to do this and I had to do that and I had to even put their family in harm's way just to get to where they're at. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say Illuminati. I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's actually true.
Right.
Like, oh, we got to do this and do that just to get to where we need to be. But they literally say the dark side of, you know, the rap gang.
That's
rap, like, it doesn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they explain themselves. Some of them are actually true with, you know, and they ain't lying about, oh, well, I got this and I got that. No, they actually tell the truth. And then after that, you got all these rappers now that you listen to back then that you don't even hear no more because what they're getting silenced. They are getting silenced, and they can't even speak their mind because if they're letting everybody else know what's going on the outside, then that's like, oh, dang, they're figuring us out. So we got to shut them up. So with that being said, that's whenever they gotta stick to, oh, well, I got to do this, and I got to, oh, gang, and, oh, we shouldn't have been the block or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of the reason why it's so installed into the rap community that, hey, look, we gotta show them this. We gotta be all hardcore, but really deep down inside, they wanna let stuff out. I know they do. There's a bunch of rappers out there that wanna let stuff out. I've even heard it myself. You got all these good rappers. Yeah. Oh, you know OMBPZ? Y'all know OMBPZ, don't y'all?
Yep.
I mess with OMBPZ. You know what I'm saying? Like, he cool dude. I like his music, you know, and stuff like that. Like, he doesn't always have to be, oh, well, this and that. Like, you know, artists like that, like artists that actually went through the situations and are actually trying to get out of the situation. Now, look, you can take the hood out the head, but you can't take the hood out the head.
And that's how it be sometimes, straight up.
Like, you know, like, it's kind of hard because it's like, this is what I was raised upon. And then I turn around, I'm like, I want to do better for myself, but this is what I was raised upon. And on top of that, shit, we all trying to survive. It's a survival ass world. You got to survive in this world. Regardless of, hey, look, you're just a normal person.
You're right about that,
something
too.
Just happened. But at the end of the day, they put it on like you said, we don't even get MTV. I used to wake up early in the morning at like 7 o'clock, and it'll be on 106 in Park. We'll be on playing videos and stuff. We don't even get that no more. I mean, they show it late. Like, everybody sleeps. Everybody, you know, they don't show it like they used to. Like, we don't even have shows like that. Instead, and I have nothing against that community, you know.
We don't have shows like Teen Summit. We don't have shows like Teen Summit. We don't have World Kitchen Park.
Let me check in with Bino. Bino the boss, you on there with us?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I sure am.
Okay, let me get your viewpoints on it.
Man, I was sitting there listening, and I was just thinking, man, and you know, man, it might sound corny as hell. I don't even care, though. You hear me? But, man, what needs to happen is that, you know, we as the black community, we start loving on each other, man. And, you know, and I say that from every aspect that you can think of it. We can even talk about the rappers. If the rappers love these black kids, if the rappers love the people that was listening to, they quit giving them that bullshit. Because they know what they do, and they know, you know what I'm saying, that they know who their fan base is. You know, they know who listening to their music.
Right.
They know what they envision in these people is. And if they honestly love them, they wouldn't give them that bullshit. That's like if you love your wife and you give her some drugs that you know going to fuck her up. You hear me? You don't do that. You just don't, because that's not a real love.
That.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, so, like, when man, yeah, man, we just got to love on each other, man. You got to keep delivering love.
I see.
Keep instilling love in each other.
And you know what? That ain't corny.
From the beginning to the end. Huh?
Yeah, that ain't corny at all. That's real.
That's real
shit. Because that's kind of go like with everybody, piece of everything we all just said. The love came out that we had for because
you know,
there was a point in time that where we did, it didn't matter if you was somebody we knew or not. If you was, you know, just being real, if you was black, it didn't matter no matter if we knew you or not. At one point in time in history, everybody gonna ride, you know, stand up, protect you, hide you, feed you, clothe you, whatever it is.
It was a real love back then. It was a love
amongst
right.
the black community back then because we had to be strong to get to what we was getting to. But now that they didn't, now that
I see.
We can
I see what you're saying.
Equal, you know what I'm saying? Everybody forgot about the love. We got to get back to it. Yeah.
Because you can break down on the side of the road and
yeah.
get passed by every single car
yeah.
that drive by.
Sure. Yep.
Yep.
And
that's crazy.
All them ain't white people.
It's crazy. A white man will stop first.
Right. That's what
yeah,
I was just thinking.
It helped you out. Yeah, I didn't have it happen to me. I didn't have it happen to me before.
Me too.
Man.
But you know what I'm saying? We
let
got,
me bring petty
why,
up.
That's what we got to change. If,
go ahead.
You know, but if the message don't
that
ever... If the message of love don't get out there, then it won't be received, you know what I'm saying? And so it got to be delivered, you know what I'm saying? We got to continue to love on them. We can't be fair to love on each other, openly, publicly, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yep.
Continue to love, never bash, lift each other up, be encouraging, motivating, you know what I'm saying? All of that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? And never the bad stuff. And you know, it's going to eventually work itself out, but we just got to keep doing it.
He's right.
Well,
and, you know, when you're talking about that love,
we're
talking about that love, especially in the community. Like I said, Sunday, my eyes opened up by, you know, interviewing those two black authors. My eyes really opened up. One of them was already on the Petty Murphy Project during Juneteenth. But what was said, when it comes to that love, being able to kept it real, when it comes to that love, it's just not with the us as a community. We got to bring back the two parents in the household. We got to show what Bill Cosby portrayed with the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
You had a successful doctor, a successful lawyer, living in the upper New York City, showing people how, you know, a black family can overcome when you have the structure in the family. Before the Cosby Show, you had Good Times in Sanford and Son, where it was showing how the black struggle is. And the Cosby Show, what Bill Cosby did was he showed how the family, how you can come from the struggle and get to the top. You become successful to teach the children that you don't have to be a product of your own environment. And what did he do with the Cosby Show? He created a spin-off, A Different World. See, we don't have TV shows like that anymore.
Yep.
It's all fucking ratchet
so
now. It's all ratchet now. You know, and it started with fucking Flavor of Love. You know, the Black Bachelor, you know what I have to call it. It started with that, and it started a whole spinoff, and it started a whole fucking cycle of changes in the black evolution, what it called black entertainment. You know, Chris Rock had a set on the Chris Rock Show back in the day. It's called the Black Progress Trying to Get There. And when we make strides, it's something that knocks us back all the way back down. And there's some fucking truth to that shit. If people pay attention to all
I think we got Dallas Chuck T on, too. Let me check in and see. Dallas Chuck T, that you?
Hey, hello?
What's happening, Dallas Chuck T? Was good, fellow?
Yeah,
we got you on.
Come on, man. Listen to y'all chop up
what's
on
good.
Here.
That's what's
man,
up, big
cool.
Shout out to the Febo, man. That's Dallas Tuck T, man. Hey, much respect for Dallas Tuck T, man. We got a lot of love for him and respect for him. Big shout out. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out, too, and plug in, man. He a real. Appreciate you for tuning in.
Real.
You say that's what?
Nah, I don't know, Febo. I'm rocking with you.
Yeah, Dallas Chuck T. Yep, yep.
Hey, yo.
He on my phone.
When I hear
too.
Y'all names across here tonight, I'm going to be sure to add y'all. So, if y'all see a free request come up from Bino the Boss, man, that's just me.
All right, man.
I'm going to drop his name in the comments, too. On one of my posts that I have his name in there. But, yeah, big shout out to Dallas Chuck T, man. But go ahead, Petty, man. I had to bring Dallas Chuck T in, man. Go ahead.
Say
what you were saying before you get to...
Where's the TV shows from the Cosby Show, A Different World, My Wife and Kids, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Family Matters? We lost that because now when you listen to the music and you see everything going on, what's the number one thing these women want to say? Free nigga free. Fuck these niggas. I can raise my kids on my own. But yet they sit here claiming looking for a good man. It's because of the fucking energy that everything is put out. We've lost our goddamn way. when it comes to black culture. It used to be mom, dad, kids, we all struggle together. Now, everything is all split up. You got baby mama, baby daddy fighting in court over kids. And the thing that people don't seem to understand is that what is being put out right now affects the children later on. Bill Cosby tried to, this is why Bill Cosby tried to buy NBC so he can basically bring back the type of television we all grew up on. And we all know what happened with that. See, the problem is this.
Come on.
Hollywood will not allow a black man to basically control one of their entities because they know we're going to create that motherfucking change that revolutionized America again. And that's real. Now, R. Kelly. R. Kelly, we knew what R. Kelly was doing for 30-plus years. But, yeah, he's in jail. But, yeah, what they do, they put out a movie about Elvis. And Elvis was doing way more shit than R. Kelly was. But they glorify Elvis. They love Elvis.
Especially if you do the history.
They love Elvis.
He didn't even, I'm going to say this.
I think that girl was 12 or something.
He didn't even create his own damn style, man.
Elvis
was a fraud, man.
He stole black music. Eminem said
he stole Muddy
Waters.
And the dance. Mm-hmm. The damn dance he did with his leg, that shit came from Chuck Berry, man.
Yeah. He stole
that
black
dance
music.
He did
you
when
know,
he was doing the blue suede shoes and all that
mm-hmm.
shit. Ew, man.
He stole that
and they
shit.
Love him.
He stole that shit.
And they
and
love
that's why
him.
Chuck,
hey, but to be true, but hold on.
Mm-hmm. If you listen to Fight the Power, Chuck D talked about Elvis. And why the hell you think Flavor Flav said motherfuck him and John Wayne? They stole black imagery, y'all. They stole our art. And they don't see this shit, but yet they're glorified. They're glorified.
Right.
But
right.
You take powerful blood. Go ahead.
Check this out. All Luther's his songs was remakes too.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all didn't know that, man, y'all can go do the research. All Luther Vandross' hit songs was remakes from somebody else.
Now, I'll tell
you
this,
though.
When I found
that
out,
man, that blew my mind.
okay, but...
No, we're talking big Luther or little Luther.
Let me speak on that real quick because it's a certain... Now, like, you can take a song and make it your own if you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can sing Luther's music like Luther sings when Luther sings. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that it takes
True.
An extreme talent to be able to do that. You have to be an amazing talent to be able to, and he was that talent to be able to do that. Because every song that he sung, he made it his own. Even like
mm-hmm.
I was. I did a lot of time in prison, man, and
yeah.
I was forced to listen to certain radio stations that I didn't necessarily prefer. But you know what I'm saying? And I would hear old songs like, man, that's a thought
mm-hmm.
bag. That's Luther. You know what I'm saying? I would hear a couple of his songs
mm-hmm.
that I know he remade them, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. But he did it in a way, like you said. In a powerful way.
In his own way.
You got that side of it, like Luther, that side of it, and then you got that other side, like what y'all speaking on, you know what I mean, when it comes to like Elvis and that side, you got that side of it. I look at what Luther did, just like what Bino the Boss said, you know what I mean, just like that. The other side of it, shit, they stole that shit, you know what I mean? You know, they stole
mm-hmm.
that shit, and because they've always seen that the culture is profitable.
Mm-hmm.
They always seen that the culture
why
is profitable,
think,
man.
Why do you think Michael Jackson said, all I got to say is that they don't really care about us? Michael wasn't bullshit.
They care about the money.
Michael, they care about the money. And Michael said it. He called Tommy Mottola the fucking devil.
Hey, you remember when that song premiered?
We got 10 seconds, real quick. We got 10 seconds, man. Big shouts out to all y'all. You know, they get ready to cut us off. We're going to get it in again, man. I'm going to reach out to all y'all. Big shouts out to Beano the Boss, Big Mike, LeMaid Official, Petty Murphy. Hey, man, big shouts out to y'all. Dallas Chuck T, Salute Femo, Big Lil Sis, I got you, and everybody else that was tuning in, man. They about to cut us off air, man, but I appreciate all y'all, man. I got you.